Ghanaians will soon be expected to make an input into whether or not Ghana should commit to the Economic Partnership Agreement with the EU. The public forum will be held on Thursday and will be organized by the Ministry of Trade and Industry to collate views on how Ghana can benefit from the EU agreement. The sector minister pointed out that government will not be disrupted from its work by threats from some civil society groups who predict problems if Ghana signs the agreement.
We will be engaging the Ghanaian public on Thursday at a major public forum to solicit views of the public. But we will not be swayed by the threats of civil society that don't sign. If you sign, some people have gone to the extent that then something must happen to the government. That clearly, we will not tolerate or accommodate. Civil society raised legitimate concerns, as some of you have done, and raised questions that how competitive can we be? How do we build the capacities of our manufacturing sector to take advantage of it in the event that we have to sign? But like I said, the witch's dance. If we do sign, there will be economic adjustment costs. There will be revenue losses. And basic to some of our journalists, it simply means you have a preferential trade agreement where you have to reduce tariff on your exports and imports. That is what the partnership agreement entails.
Trade and Industry Minister Haruna Idrisu.